Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God right where you are this morning. Amen. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, right now to come on in. Hallelujah. Saturate the atmosphere. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, come on, come on. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Bless his name. Proclaim the good news of the salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Amen. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's shout a joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with songs. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture. Amen. And the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice and receive what thus said the Lord. Father God, we come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come, oh God, giving you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord God. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough, oh God, for this day, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Oh Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us or forsake us. We thank you, Lord God, that you have sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, amen, to save us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood on Calvary that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Oh, Lord, if we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you, Lord God, that you remembered us on today and all that's in our home and all that we love and concerned about, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Have your way right now. We surrender all over to you with holding nothing, oh God. We come seeking thee first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, oh God. Oh Lord, have your way. And let the wicked be purged off the land this morning, oh God. That we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this new day that you blessed us with in peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, open up the channels of our spirit right now, God. Oh Lord, fill us to overflow with our Holy Spirit, oh God. Fill these your temples with as much shekinah and glory as possible. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, as we come humbling ourselves this morning. Oh Lord, we pray and ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. We command every high and lofty thought, vain imagination, every thought that exalts itself against you, Lord, to come down right now to the obedience of the mind of Christ in us. Amen. We command these thoughts to cease their labors. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, soul be still. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord Jesus Christ, we are asking you, according to John 14:14, to supply your anointing to us, amen, and destroy all evil bondages, yokes, chains, fetters, anchors, bands, all evil works, roots, fruits, tentacles, and links, out of and away from us, along with any darkness, thoughts, arrows, schemes, claws, spears, bombs, lies of the enemy, anything that's not your truth, evil imprints, evil impressions, wrong mindsets, pain, aches, false memories, and wrong mindsets. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you, Holy Spirit, to convict, hallelujah, convict us and reveal to us what you desire and need, hallelujah, us to be free of right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood covenant, Psalm 91 and the healing balm of Gilead over in and through and about us right now. In all that we love and concerned about, our homes, cars, lands, properties, vehicles, animals, workplaces, finances, everywhere we traffic or go today, as a hedge of protection against the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I ask you, Lord, hallelujah, right now, to render powerless and harmless. The enemy cannot hear us or come near us the rest of this day and into tomorrow afternoon. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, or until this prayer is said again, Lord, fill us with your peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh, Lord, call us up and help us to think on the things that are good and pure and from above, which is you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, to rebuke all infirmity, affliction, inflammation, sickness, disease, disorder, syndrome of any kind, abnormal cells, radical cells, abnormal growth, and radical growth, and cancer out of any way from us or those in our family, known or unknown to us at this time. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we curse any infection in our bodies and command them to die at the roots and leave our bodies in a normal way right now. And those in our family, their bodies, all that we love and concern about their bodies, we curse any abnormal cell, radical cells, abnormal growth or radical growth, any cancer in our bodies of their bodies, amen, known or unknown to us, and we command them to die at the root and leave our bodies and those in our family and loved ones, their bodies, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of them. Heavenly Father, we rebuke all abnormal effects, side effects and stings, any adverse effects, side effects and stings in our bodies, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we loose them right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of them. Heavenly Father says in Matthew 18, whatsoever we bind on or loose on earth shall be bound and loosed in heaven. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind our minds and cancers, abnormal cells, radical cells, abnormal growth, radical growth, lesions of any kind, spasm of any kind, pains of any kind, trauma, shock, sickness, disorder, any disease of any kind, afflictions of any kind, infirmities or inflammations of any kind, in any part of our bodies. Amen. And those that we love and concerned about us, Holy Spirit, have your way. And we just want to say thank you. Release your healing virtue right now. Release your miracle, hallelujah, your miracle working virtue right now to our bodies and those in our family right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, release your healing virtue, your healing miracle, your miracle virtue, Lord, your healing anointing, your miracle, hallelujah, anointing into our bodies from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. We ask you to make us whole, restore every organ, every cell, every gland, every muscle, every nerve, every ligament, every bone in our bodies, and bring everything in total alignment, complete alignment the way you created us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over every organ, every cell, every gland, every muscle, every ligament, every bone in our bodies. Amen. Whether there is any sickness, disease, infection, virus, abnormal cells, radical cells, infirmity, affliction of any kind, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we ask you to fill us and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about with your Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ's holy name. Heavenly Father, we ask you to put a hedge of protection around us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We receive it right now. We can't thank you enough this morning, Lord. But yet and still we thank you, Lord God, for your word, your God, hallelujah, of all praise, glory, and honor. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help us to hear from you, oh, God. Help us to discern your voice and that of a stranger, oh, God. For your word says that your sheep know your voice, and we are one of your sheep. Oh, Lord, give us eyes to see beyond the natural to the supernatural. Oh, Lord, touch our tongues, anoint our tongues, oh, God. Anoint our vocal cords, oh, Lord, that we will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, with the power and authority that our Heavenly Father has given us, we bind and cancel out the spirit of Avalon, Abdullah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare Psalm 103 and 4 that we're redeemed from destruction. Our family is redeemed from destruction. Those that we love and concerned about are redeemed from destruction. Amen. We break all curses of destruction in our family and bloodline right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we remove our pride and open up the door for destruction. Amen. Rescue our soul, O Lord, from destruction. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O Lord, send your word. Deliver us and those in our family, oh God, from any destruction. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the destroyer, we decree in the past, Exodus 12 and 23, that the destroyer cannot come into our
our life or our family in the name of Jesus Christ. So that the destroyer cannot destroy our prosperity. We are delivered from destruction that wastes at noonday. Amen. There's no waste of destruction within our borders. We enter in at the straight gate and we will not walk in the path that leads to destruction. We bind the spirit of mammon that leads to destruction. Amen. We will keep our mouth in the void of destruction. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We bind and rebuke the spirit of poverty that leads to destruction. We rebuke it, hallelujah, all destruction from our gates in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we decree the crown victory right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, oh God. We can't thank you enough this morning. My Lord, my God. We close up any breach in our life that would give Satan and demons access right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray for every broken head in our life to be restored right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We stand in the gap and make up the heads. Amen. We repent and receive forgiveness for any sin that has opened the hell of the door for any spirit to enter and operate in our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree that Isaiah 58:12, that we are rebuilders of the wall and repair of the breach. Amen. We renounce our crooked speech that was called the preacher. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind up all preachers, oh Lord. Let every preacher be stopped in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let our walls be salvation against praise. We pray for a hedge of protection around our mind, body, kindness, possession, and family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we receive it right now. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's enter in today and receive, amen, the miracle that's working, hallelujah, on the inside. In the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, have your way. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, let every plant that, hallelujah, that you, Heavenly Father, have not planted to be rooted out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we lay the axe to the root of every evil tree in our life and the life of our children, hallelujah, our grandchildren, children to come, those that we love and concerned about, our husbands to come, amen. Let every ungodly generation of taproot be cut up and pulled out of our bloodline right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the roots of wickedness be as rottenness, amen. We speak to every evil tree to be uprooted, cast into the sea right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let your holy fire, Lord, burn up every ungodly root. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the confidence of the enemy be rooted out. Amen. Let every root of bitterness be cut out from our life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the prophetic word be released to root out, see, hallelujah, evil kingdoms. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let any evil person planted in our church be rooted out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let any sickness rooted in our body be plucked up. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that all false ministries that have rooted themselves in our city be plucked up right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that every prayer boy and needle be plucked up from our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Let all the horns be burned out of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that all spirits rooted in rejection come out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that all spirits rooted in pride come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that all spirits rooted in rebellion come out right now. That all spirits rooted in fear come out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. That all spirits rooted in lust and sexual sin come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that all spirits rooted in curses come out of our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that all spirits rooted in witchcraft come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that all spirits rooted in any part of our body, in organs, come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare this deliverance on today. Oh Lord, fill these your temples right now. Everywhere the enemy has vacated, oh God, let it be filled with our Holy Spirit. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare your goodness on today. And we receive the goodness of the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we will not be denied. Amen. For we are co-heirs in the kingdom of God. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. Clothed with the immense power and authority of the Holy Ghost. We're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. We're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath us. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven of all our sins and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit of the living God. We're delivered from the power of darkness and translated to God's kingdom. We're redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. We got enough to shout about it. We just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you purged the wicked out the land, Lord God. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you made a way out of no way for us, your children. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah to you. name, God. We decree and declare with all faith, amen, that we're holy without blame before him in love, amen. We are the elect of God established in the end, amen. My Lord, my God, we're made near to our heavenly Father by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are set free and we're free indeed, amen. We're strong in the Lord and dead to sin. We're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who conquered the world, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you that it is done. That it is done. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We give it all over to you, Father God. Oh, Lord, increase our faith, oh God, right now. Help us with our unbelief, Father God. Oh, Lord, I pray that you will make a way out of no way for us, your children, and all that we bring to you this morning, all that we bring to the altar, oh God, according to thy will, oh God. Help us, Lord God. We need your help. We need your help right now. And we receive your help. We thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, we decree the fact that we have received the Spirit of God into our life and that we might know the things given to us by our Heavenly Father, amen, that we are sanctified and we are one with the Sanctifier Christ. He is not ashamed to call us his sister. My Lord, my God, we thank you that we are, hallelujah, we're chosen in Christ before the foundation of this world. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name. As we read your word this morning, Father God, we ask that you will open up the channels of our spirit. Let us receive divine revelation, knowledge of wisdom, and understanding of your word that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask you, God, to let the word be engrafted on our hearts and minds, Lord, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace, amen, all the days of our lives. And we just want to say thank you right now. Thank you, Lord God. Purify and sanctify our minds, God, so long. And we just want to say thank you, God, for my vocal scriptures. We cover our minds right now, bound with the blood of Jesus. We cover our doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus, amen. We decree and declare Revelation 12 and 11 that we overcome the devil through the blood of Jesus. And we sprinkle the blood of Jesus and receive multiplied grace and peace right now. That we are made perfect through the blood of Jesus Christ, our everlasting covenant. We are boldness to enter into the presence of God through the blood of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you for your shed blood that it is done, that it is finished. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you'll bless us in our going and coming on today. Let us receive, hallelujah, traveling grace and mercy, oh God. Lord, we ask that you go before us, oh God, preparing the way. Be our God and our rear guard, amen. Oh Lord, removing every way of the enemy, amen. Hallelujah, making every crooked path straight. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every form of transportation that we, our family members, our loved ones may enter into on today. Hallelujah. Every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, amen. Everywhere our feet may tread, amen. Hallelujah. Over our homes and all that's in it. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And we thank you for it, Lord. We put on us right now the full armor of God. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the palm of our hands to the soles of our feet. And we take, hallelujah, the shield of faith that we quench every fiery dart that's in our way. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell, all the forces of evil. And we decree and declare the seeds of victory, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that all is well with us as we enter in on this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that you've heard our prayers. We thank you, Father God, that you released your warring angels to war against any spirits desiring to stop our prayers from being answered. We thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare answer prayers on today, amen, that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. So we thank you for answering prayers. We love you, Lord. We decree and declare that all things are working together for the good of our life and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. We thank you for divinely intervening and turning it all around for our good. That we are blessed. And we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Holy Spirit, lead us in prayer this morning. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things to fail. And the promises of God
and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Just enter in. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And peace come and be still. Let the joy of the Lord again overtake you on today. Right now. You don't have to wait till later for something to happen. Just go ahead and rejoice right now. Hallelujah. And knowing that God is already working it out. It's already done. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I know we hear all the time, it don't matter what it looked like. And I want to tell you again today, it don't matter what it looked like, because we walk by faith and not by sight. And trusting God. Amen. In it all and for it all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, good morning, good morning, beautiful women of God. God bless you. I welcome you all. Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
May you be filled. May you be filled with the joy of the Lord. Amen. That will give you strength. Amen. Supernatural strength. Bringing supernatural blessings. Hallelujah. They're coming from heaven. Amen. Good morning and welcome, Sister Takara. God bless you. How you doing this morning?
Bless the name of the Lord. I'm doing very well. Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. There's the man on the line.
Amen. Well, we're so happy to have you on the line this morning. I was surprised to see you, and I said, oh, she's on this morning. Hallelujah. I thank God for you, sister. You're ready. All right. Hey. Glory to God. We thank God for you. 5:30 your time, which will be 4:30 our time. Ready in position. We thank God for you, sister. I pray that God will continue to bless you and keep you, amen, and your family. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning and welcome, Sister Sean. God bless you. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm great.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for you this morning. Good to have you on the line. Amen. Knowing that God has kept us. Amen. So much is going on in this world. And just being in a place of gratefulness. And Lord, I thank you for remembering me on today. I thank you, Lord. And just being in that place of gratefulness, not taking life for granted. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. And I'm doing good this morning. A bit tired, I tell you all. But I thank God for his strength that keeps me. That keeps me, I'm telling you. This morning, we're going to be coming out the book of Hebrews. I won't keep us long this morning. I know many of us have Sunday service. So we're going to have our scripture and then our petition, and then I'll close us out in prayer. If you don't have any particular prayer petition this morning, just say amen, and we will go straight into the prayers that I've been led to pray this morning. Amen. As we close out, thank you. Hallelujah. We're going to be coming out the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 1 through 6. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your word this morning. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and I'm coming out the New King James Version, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 through 6 says, therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptism, of laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. Verse 4 says, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God, and the powers of the age to come. Verse 6 says, hallelujah, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame. My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. Amen.
We thank God for the word on this morning. Amen. Have an understanding of what the word of God is saying, what the scripture is saying to us, the church. Amen. See, I want us to understand certain elementary teachings are essential for all believers to understand. We're talking about the milk. Amen. So those basics include the importance of faith. Hallelujah. The foolishness of trying to be saved by good works. The meaning of baptism and spiritual gifts. And the facts of resurrection and eternal, hallelujah, life. To go on to maturity in our understanding, we need to move beyond what that means by no, but not away from the elementary teachings to more complete understanding of the faith. And this is what the author intends for them to do. So mature Christians should be teaching new Christians the basics. And then acting on what they know, the mature will learn even more from God's word. So these Christians, when we look at verse 3 here, amen, when we look at verse 3, it says, and this we will do if God permits. So these Christians needed to move beyond the basics of their faith to an understanding of Christ as the perfect high priest and the fulfillment of all the Old Testament prophecies. So rather than arguing about the respective merits of Judaism and Christianity, they needed to depend on Christ and live effectively for him. Amen. When we look at the last two scriptures here in 4 and 6, for if it is possible for those who were once enlightened to have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit, understanding in the first century, heathen who investigated Christianity and then went back to heathenism made a clean break with the church. But the Jewish Christians who decided to return to Judaism, the break was less obvious. So their lifestyle remained relatively unchanged. But by deliberately turning away from Christ, they were cutting themselves off from God's forgiveness. So those who preserve in believing are true saints, and those who continue to reject Christ are unbelievers. No matter how well they behave, I wonder how good you look or how good you acting, how good you believe that you're acting in your good works. See, this verse in verse 6, amen, it says, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame. So this verse points to the danger of the Hebrew Christians returning to Judaism and then committing apostasy. See, some apply this verse today to the superficial believers who renounce their Christianity or to unbelievers who come close to salvation, and then they turn away. So either way, those who reject Christ will not be saved. Christ died once and for all. Christ died once for all. That's it. No more. He will not be crucified again. Apart from his cross, there is no other possible way of salvation. However, the author here does not indicate that his readers were in danger of renouncing Christ. He is warning against hardiness of the heart, amen, that will make repentance inconceivable for the sinner. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God, amen, that we'll stay in the faith, amen, that we will not be tempted by this world or the worldly possession of people or conversation of this world that will draw us away, amen, that will lead us astray, amen, in the name of Jesus. I know there are many people that they started off believing, and somewhere down the line they decided, I'm not going to believe it. I don't believe it anymore. I used to believe, and I believe, you know, what the Bible said, but I don't believe that everything in the Bible is not true. I don't believe that. I don't believe that Jesus came. I don't believe that, you know, that he walked there. I don't believe that. I don't receive that. So I pray that we continue in the faith, amen, that we hold on to it. Lord, I thank you for blessing us. God bless you all. God bless you both that's on the line today, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, we have our prayer petition. If you don't have one this morning, just say amen. Hallelujah. Sister Takara, God bless you. Go ahead.
In the name of the Lord.
Yeah, so the scripture this morning definitely spoke to my spirit. I'm definitely making some changes moving from ministries. So I just pray that, you know, I've been a blessing to the ministry where I was and to where I am moving to. And we'll
Amen.
Be a blessing to the ministry.
Amen. We pray for all the steps from today. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that you have a plan, a way, a purpose, a calling on the life of your daughter. So, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, as we come together on today, on one accord with our combined faith, that you'll move mighty in the life of your servant, oh God, as if she has a heart to serve, oh God. You called us to serve. Amen. Your word said that you did not come to be served, but you came to serve. And if she has a heart of a servant, oh God, that you will continue to bless her and lead her, God, order her steps, oh God, and where you will have her to be, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that she would truly be a blessing. Amen. That she, we decree and declare that she has been a blessing to many. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I pray that you give her new eyes, new ears, and a new tongue to speak your word, oh God, new ears to hear from you and receive, oh God, and that she will operate with obedience, oh God, to your will and way, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that she will prophesy your truth, oh God, not according to any emotions, amen, how did her emotions will be kingdom, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Lord, we thank you for kingdom emotions, amen, hallelujah to your name, God. We decree and declare victory over your life. We speak life. We speak health, wholeness, and newness of life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we call you blessed. Amen. We call you favored by God, anointed by God for such a time as this, Lord. We just want to say thank you as we decree and declare all is well with you. Hallelujah, God. And, Lord, we ask that you bless our children. Let peace reign in their life, oh, God. Oh, Lord, change us all, oh, Lord. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. And amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, sister. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Yes, God. Amen. Sister Sean, God bless you. How you doing? And go ahead. God bless you.
God bless you. I'm good.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that our power is in your hands. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our strength. So, Lord, as we come lifting up our sister on today, oh God, your daughter, oh God, that has a heart to give, that has a heart for people. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you will fill this your temple with as much the kind of glory, oh God, and with thy strength, oh God, that you will be her strength, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, hallelujah. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, that you will help right now, oh God. Help your daughter, oh God. Lord, send that help, oh God, and we just want to say thank you for your help. Lord, let your hand continue to be upon our life, oh God. Let blessings continue to flow into our life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray right now that you would divinely intervene and turn every situation around for our good, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that everything that the enemy has set out for evil, God, turn it around for our good, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, let healing spring forth in our body, oh God. Hallelujah, strength come to our bones, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let our heart beat with the rhythm of life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let them not be feeble, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, but operating your strength, and we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. We decree and declare that the victory is already yours. Amen. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now, Sister Sean, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ strengthens you, blesses you, heals you, renews you, redeems you, sanctifies you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it answers for you. And we thank you for our Lord. We thank you for our Lord. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, God, shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Heavenly Father. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. We lift you and we believe that you receive on today. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, sister. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. This morning, my prayer petition is that
you know, God will just continue to use me, continue to be my strength, to continue to raise me up, amen, hallelujah. And I'm just thanking God on today for you beautiful women of God being on the line this Sunday. As this is day 19, the time is wrapping up, you know, that we've had on this line. And I'm just so grateful for it and being able to be in position and just asking God whatever it is that he'll have for me to do, that I will be able to fulfill every assignment, amen, that he's placed in my care. And just God will just continue to bless my family, hallelujah, bless the ministry. And just God will just do a new work in me and all of us, amen. I'm always looking to be changed, and anything that's attached itself to us, you know, that it be, hallelujah, it will be removed right now, amen, cut off in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Anything that's not of God, let it be cut off right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's just to operate with a humble, to be humble, amen, just to remain humble and not, you know, any murmuring and complaining. I do want to do away with any murmuring and complaining, amen, but just for operating in gratefulness, giving God all praise, glory, and honor. And that is my prayer petition, the protection of our families, amen, and the peace of our children, and that we will operate with the love of Christ in all things, amen. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. To God be the glory, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I hope y'all can hear me on the line, because I can't hear y'all, so I don't know if the line's
stopped
or what.
I can.
Okay,
I can.
All right, amen, amen. This morning I'm going to pray, and we'll lift up our sister, Shavante, that's normally on the line, my mother Carol, amen, that's normally on the line with us, amen. And we just thank God, my cousin Angela, that we visited the line once, Minister Lorraine Green, that has visited the line a couple of times. We want to lift him up as well. He lost his father, so we just pray that God will continue to bless him and be his strength in the name of Jesus Christ, that peace would reign in the hearts and minds of his family. And the Lord of our comfort, just comfort him. The Lord of our hope would visit them, amen, restoring the hope in their family. Pray the peace and protection and healing of the body of our sister, Shavante Shepherd, amen. The joy of the Lord will continue to be her strength. Pray for the protection of the mind of my cousin Angela, and that God will just deliver her from any of those thoughts that the enemy has put in her head, amen. I come at those thoughts with the blood of Jesus, amen, and pray for the healing and the peace and guidance and leading for my mother, Carol, and her husband, that God will heal, that God will touch their bodies, amen, and heal them. And I come against the spirit of infirmity and affliction that's upon their body right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree and declare victory over them right now. And I'm trusting God, hallelujah, for the victory, that great testimonies being birthed, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I just pray that God will just continue to bless my husband in a mighty way, that the spirit of God will rest in him and on him always, and that he will be a man of God in all areas, not lacking one area in everything that he does. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And I uproot anyone the enemy has sent to cause him to stumble, any woman that the enemy has sent to cause my husband to stumble, to fall, to cause confusion. Let that woman and let that man be uprooted and cast down right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That God will lead him down the path of righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. For the Bible says that a good man's steps are ordered by God, that God will see him good, and that he will order his steps, that he will truly be blessed, and that doors of blessing, that he's been praying about, that he's been waiting on God to do, that God will release right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Imagine, hallelujah, that God will remove every delay to our blessing, our financial blessing, our financial increase for our new home that we're trusting God for. Let it come this year. Everything that we're trusting God to come this year, and for you all beautiful women on the line, everything that we're trusting God to do this year, this month, this week, this day, that we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth with no more delay, amen, no more delay, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whether it be your healing, whether it be your husband, whether it be your children, whether it be your finances, whether it be your breakthrough in your business, whatever it is that we are trusting God for and praying that it come to us this day, this week, this month, this year, amen,
that we will not, the day will not end, the month will not go by, the week will not go by, or the year, hallelujah, that we won't receive that what we're trusting God to do for us. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just thank you, Father God, because you said we can decree a thing and it shall be extended. So we decree and declare that it is so. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. This morning, beautiful women of God, I'm going to be praying the prayers for the glory of Lebanon, the strength and amen, the excellency, amen. Hallelujah. The blessings, amen, the glory, and for wisdom. Hallelujah. So let us pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, Lord God, that you have done a great work in us as your daughters. And, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would continue to do the work in us, oh God, that all will see and know that we are your daughters and we have been sent by you. Amen. And, Lord, right now, with the power and authority that you've given us, we bind, we blind the eyes of the evil watcher. We deafen their ears. Hallelujah. We silence their tongues right now, that they will not speak no evil against our lives of those in our family. Amen. That they will not be able to get us in the spirit of a natural. Amen. They will not be able to hear our prayers or conversations unless we speak directly to them. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare your favor upon our life right now, that we're blessed by you, Father God, the blessing that make it rich and add no sorrow. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth with all faith, with combined faith this morning. Amen. And every Father, we thank you that your word gives knowledge, instruction, wisdom, and understanding to all who pay attention to its truth. Amen. You promise to impart wisdom into us. Amen. And if we listen to your words, oh God, and attain unto you, your wise counsel, we will therefore, amen, enter your presence. Amen. With trust, knowing that you will give us wisdom according to 2 Chronicles 1:10. Amen. Heavenly Father, fill us up with the spirit of wisdom so that we will be able to discern your will. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, with you, Lord God, there is both strength and wisdom according to Job 12:13. Heavenly Father, let our mouths speak your wisdom. Amen. Lord God, because of your righteousness, you have imparted to us according to Psalm 37:30. Amen. In the hidden part of our lives, make us to know your wisdom according to Psalm 51:6. Teach us to number our days so that we may gain a heart of wisdom according to Psalm 90:12. Heavenly Father, your wisdom and knowledge makes us happy. Amen. Because the gain of it is better than fine gold. Amen. By wisdom you founded the earth, and by knowledge you established the heavens. Amen. According to Proverbs 3:13-20. Hallelujah, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you. Amen. That you have, hallelujah, that our eyes of understanding are continually being enlightened, and that we may know your calling and the riches of your glory and your inheritance for all the saints. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, right now for your exceeding greatness. Amen. We believe, trust, and rely on you only. Amen. Heavenly Father, we believe that Jesus Christ is your Son, that he died on the cross for our sins. Amen. We believe that, hallelujah, come on. We believe that you, Heavenly Father, raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and he now sits at your right hand in heaven, according to Ephesians 1:17-23. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending Jesus, who represents your power and wisdom to us, because we are in him. Amen. Hallelujah, and desire to always abide in him. He has been made unto us wisdom and righteousness, sanctification and redemption. It is the reality that causes us to glory in your forever, according to 1 Corinthians 22-31. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, let the glory of Lebanon come into our life and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the excellency of the cedars of Lebanon come into our lives. We receive right now by faith the majesty of Lebanon because we are in the kingdom. Amen. Let us grow and be strong as the cedars of Lebanon. Let the beauty of Lebanon be upon our life. Amen. Let us ascend in the heights of Lebanon and live in the high place. Amen. Let us have the strength of the cedars of Lebanon. Amen. Let the fruitfulness and abundance of Lebanon be upon our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to Psalm 72:16. Amen. Let the glory of Lebanon be released in the building of your temple, the church. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. You created Lebanon for your glory, and it is a symbol of majesty of your kingdom. Amen. Let the reality of Lebanon be released into our life and all that we love and concerned about. Oh, Lord, plant us in the tree of Lebanon, and let us grow strong because of your blessing. Amen. Let our wasted places become like the abundance of Lebanon. Let the river of God flow from the holy mountain and water our land, and let us become like Lebanon. Amen. In the Bible,
mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the mountain glories of Lebanon come into our life right now. Come into the life of our children. Come into the life of our mothers and brothers and sisters. In the life of our husband and friend. In our church, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. All that we love and concerned about right now. Let your rain fall upon our life. And let us grow like the trees of Lebanon. We will clap our hands and praise. You will rejoice like the trees of Lebanon. We will rejoice like the trees of Lebanon. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let even our clothes be sitting like the cedars of Lebanon, according to the Song of Solomon 4 and 11. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Lebanon, let the streams of Lebanon flow into our lives, and we receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that in your blessing, bless your daughter, Takara. In your blessing, oh God, bless your daughter, Sean. Oh God, in your blessing, oh God, bless us. In your multiplying, oh God, multiply us with our goodness and our favor. And we just want to say thank you for your protection. Thank you for loving us, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Our inward voice, our inward witness, amen. Hallelujah, guide and lead us. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare in Isaiah 1 and 19 that we are willing and obedient. Let us eat the good of the land like Christ. Let us be daughters who learn obedience by the things we have suffered. Amen. As an obedient child, we would not conform ourselves to the form of lust. Amen. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, that you are helping us. May we walk in your authority so that all the congregation of the children of God may be obedient. Let us not be like the nations the Lord destroyed before us. We will be obedient to the voice of the Lord our God. Amen. And we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare this offer. We know in obedience there is blessing. So, Lord, thank you for blessing us. We love you. We thank you that you loved us first. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you just open, if you just raise your hand this morning and receive right now, hallelujah, the goodness of the Lord right now. Release it all over to God. You can shout my thank you. Oh, Lord, we bless you. It all be well and favored, Father God. Let's show us mercy and give us favor right now. Give us favor in the under the sight of the world. Amen. Let us be satisfied with your favor like yesterday. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Remember your mercy and loving kindness in our lives. Your loving kindness is before our eyes. We thank you. We receive the excellent loving kindness right now. Continue to love your loving kindness, Heavenly Father, in our life and the life of our families. And we just want to say thank you. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve us. Amen. Command your loving kindness in the daytime, Lord. Your loving kindness is good. Turn unto us according to the multitude of your tender mercy. Quicken us after thy loving kindness. Hear our voice according to your loving kindness, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have drawn us with your loving kindness. Though we live beside you in your presence, Lord God, we decree and declare it's you that goes before us. It is you, O God, that is giving your angels charge over us to protect us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. So we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed and we receive the blessing of the Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things fulfill, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, let's give God some praise as we leave this line, but never the presence of God. Hallelujah. Again, beautiful women of God, I thank you all so much for your commitment to be on the line this morning. Amen. Making a decision to be in position. You all have truly blessed me. You all have no idea that when I'm on the line to see you all come in, not knowing if anyone is going to show up at all at this time of morning. Amen. So I just thank God for you. I really, truly do. Amen. At this time, I'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. Sister Takara, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Sean, God bless you. Go ahead. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, I'm just so grateful. So grateful. Amen. At this time, I'm going to release the pastor's blessing. And then may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be grateful unto you, giving you his peace. May you learn to walk in righteous paths of obedience so that you receive the inheritance that God has made possible through the blood of Jesus Christ at the cross when he took your poverty and gave you the riches of Abraham. May you walk in that dimension of great faith and receive God's richest blessings. Hallelujah. This day, this week, this month, this year. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you both. You have a blessed day in the Lord. Until we meet again, you all take care. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. I love you. Thank God for you.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of